Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yes. What's happening, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Pipes Jr. Listen to Solar Records Radio. That's the day Solar wants to dance. We're going to have a good time with you guys. It is the weekend. This is the Solar weekend. And I hope you guys are being blessed and everything is good for you around the world. Around the world. And all my friends all over the place. Thank you guys so much for everything that you do. Thanks for being a part of Solar Records Radio. We are so blessed and so excited to just be able to hang out with you guys and stuff. And I hope you guys are safe because, you know, obviously this pandemic is doing a thing again. Again. Why? Again. Man, oh, man, I'm so done with it. I just want to go out and have a good time and get jiggy with it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just unbelievable that we have to deal with this kind of stuff all the time. But anyway, this is Saturday, and on Solar Records Radio, we want to be optimistic. We want to keep, you know, our thoughts in a good place and trust God in all of this stuff that we may be going through. So, Father, we thank you so much for blessing us today. Thank you for the listeners. Keep them safe and protect them. And thank you for everything that you do. Please keep all of us safe. We love you. And thank you again for giving us the opportunity to love on each other and communicate. All right. Amen, amen, amen. Guys, so still I want to dance. We want to get jiggy. We want to have a great time with my homeboy, Will Smith. From Philly, out of Philly, let's do this.
What? On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know, I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid, wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Pick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba, I just bite it. For the look, I don't light it. Still wait to ammo on the hand, stay off late. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha-ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with the kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close by in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters, mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prisoners, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off and get that shawl. And you don't stop in the winter order. I make it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else? Will Smith. Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, giving to me now nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be asking them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's lacking them? Never be Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
goodness gracious. I love, love, love this music, Doug. You know, I'm just really obsessed. I think I am. And I have to be honest with myself, as we all should try to do, right? Being honest with yourself is really, really a respectful position that we have to take, or we should take, and just be real with ourselves, you know, because a lot of times we could fake our way through something and not be real with ourselves. When you're not being real with yourself, then you really set yourself up for failure. And so when Michael Jackson said, I have to change that man in the mirror, you know, I'm looking at that man in the mirror. I got to start right there. That's what we have to do. Be real with ourselves. Be honest about what we are saying, what we are doing, and be real with our feelings about how we feel, you know. And so I just want to bless my brothers and sisters around the world with that wisdom, because it was given to me, and I was like, you know what? A lot of times I do kind of fake the funk. A lot of times, you know, I may act like I'm happy or act like I'm okay when I'm really not, and I shouldn't do that. And I think that, you know, because what happens is when you're acting and you're pretending, it's not stable. Look at the young lady in the Olympics, you know, Simone, where she pulled out of the Olympics because she was acting on her real feelings about how she was feeling when she was doing up in the air and flipping around and spinning. And she could have faked it through and said, you know what, I'm the best in the world. I could get through this. But she dealt with her feelings, and she was like, nope, I can't, because I can't control the way I feel. Something's wrong. And so I have to stop before I kill myself. And that is ultimately what we can do. We can kill a situation. We can kill ourselves. We can hurt ourselves if we're not real. And so being real with yourself is the goal, is the key. Be honest and be truthful about who you are, how you're moving, how people are moving around you, you know. And so anyway, this is Wardell Potts Jr. I love you guys, and I hope you're enjoying this music. You know, like I was saying in the beginning of my statement, I'm kind of obsessed with Bruno Mars and just that whole thing that he's doing. You know, I love the music that he's doing, and it's been a blessing to me, like an amazing blessing to me. And so it's the whole thing. I love the fact that he loves to bring other people in and do other things, work with other artists and build this wonderful celebration of music around him. And he really loves old school, and I'm so proud of him for, you know, always, you know, reaching out and doing his best to be his best. It is a beautiful blessing. So much love to you, my brother. So listen, I want to keep on going, and I'll come back, and I want to chop it up with you about some other stuff. But always, please, be real, be honest with yourself, you know, and don't fake the funk. It's all good. So listen, speaking of Bruno Mars, loving the old school, I do too. Let's go back. We'll be right back.
It's the start of PM, when your heart's just like a drum, beating louder with nowhere to guard it.
When it all seems like it's wrong, sing along to Elton John, until that feeling we're just getting started.
When the night gets colder, and the rhythm's got you falling behind, just dream about that moment, when you look yourself right in the eye. Did you say?
Don't go yet.
another here on Soul Eye Records Radio. Don't go yet, because in the next 15 minutes, we're going to change it into, hold on, wait a minute. You know what? I got to check something. In the next, in the next 10 minutes, I think it is, we are going to slow it down. We're going to do a little slow dance. The Love Zone is coming, so don't go yet. Man, oh, man, I got to say thank you guys so much. Hey, Astrid, I see you back. Hey, Greg, I hope you guys are good. They are off. I don't want them doing anything, guys. I love you guys, and I thank you so much for everything that you guys do throughout the week. Much love to all my friends around the world. And to my girl, Denise. What's up, Denise, over there in L.A.? How you doing, sweetheart? And LaBelle Degree just popped up. What's up, LaGirl? LaBelle, happy birthday. Happy birthday, my brother. God bless you. And, yes, you are so welcome, you know. And we love you, man, and appreciate you here at Soul Eye Records Radio. We love to keep your legacy alive as well. And so much love from Astrid to you, LaBelle, and all of the people here at Soul Eye Records Radio. We do appreciate you, my brother. Guys, we're just trying to have, that's LaBelle from the Whisperer Stay, and so we just want to make sure that we are always respectful and kind to our brothers and sisters in the entertainment business, that we play their music here on Soul Eye Records Radio and try to keep their legacy alive and keep things happening, right? For, you know, just, they've been such a blessing to us to give us such great music all these years. And so it's nice. It's nice for us to just recognize them and show them the appreciation. So much love, LaBelle. And, you know, you guys, you're probably on the road or something, knowing you guys. The Whispers are always on the road doing something. So we appreciate everything that you guys are doing. Just be safe out there. I know you're traveling again. So whatever you do, make sure, LaBelle, make sure you rock steady. We'll be back. It's so lost. It's just... Okay. This song is being back, but here we go. This is for you, Greg. I know you love it.
Tell me, are you here alone?
First of all, welcome to the group, Solar Records Radio Group on Facebook. And please feel free if you want to, you know, post something to any of the artists that we are all crazy about. We love and appreciate what they've done and the legacies that they left, and just being a part of the soundtrack of our lives. It's just the music, amazing thing. So if you want to, you know, if there's an artist that you know is a birthday is here or coming or whatever, make sure you post it in the group. We appreciate that. And don't be shy. Don't be shy. We love all you guys and appreciate you. So once again, this is Wardell Potts, and it is time for the Love Zone. We got 30 minutes left in the show. So now that dance from just getting familiar and looking at you and checking you out, watching you move, cool, girl, now I want to hold you, girl. So let's get a little closer.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free.
will. And nothing can make me stay, not even your money. I know you're gonna think that I'm acting funny.
Oh, girl.
Oh, but I'm getting away from you, honey. I'm gonna be free, child.
Are you listening?
I'm gonna be free. That's all I am.
I don't need your loving no more.
I'm gonna be free. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Free.
I can live without you now.
Ohio players basically saying that, you know what, I need to be free from this situation. And, you know, a lot of times people do that in relationships, right? They're like, you know, we need to take a break. Like, what? Take a break? Like, if we go on to stop this, we won't stop it. There ain't no taking a break, because once I break, I'm done, right? We need to take a break. What is that? Well, you want to take a break from our relationship? And so what does that mean? What are we supposed to do? I mean, just kind of like go in our corners. You go to your corner, I go to my corner, and just do nothing. That's very uncomfortable, because we are social beings, and, you know, we want to be with someone. We want to do something. We want to go somewhere. We don't want to be stuck in a house and, you know, not being able to go out and, you know, be ourselves. So taking a break, you know, I'd rather for, I think it's better to say, let's end this because I can see it's going nowhere, not take a break. Because in a marriage, if you marry someone, you don't take a break. You just either get divorced or you separate. And see, that separation thing is kind of weird too, because when people separate, they still feel like they own that person. And you know, they'll come over when they got company and go crazy on them. And that, you know, people are just crazy. So there's no break. And if we're going to break, we're going to break up. Not take a break, but break up. Let's just be real. But a lot of times when we break up with someone because we're just so frustrated or angry or don't know how to deal with it, then we end up like Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. And we start this thing, this.
Miss you, miss you, miss you,
oh, no.
Miss you. doing myself with the doing my time.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Did I disturb you?
What am I gonna do without you?
I mean to take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. I've been really meaning to kind of get to talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you in.
Lord, how can I go on without you?
I even went out and got a gig. Oh, I got you not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Working 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but
I'm without you right now.
I miss you, Lord, have mercy, I miss you. And that's really bad when they're just around the corner and you can't see them anymore because you wanted to take a break. It's terrible. Oh, Lord, don't do that. Don't do that. As a matter of fact, you know, you have to figure out another way to resolve your issues, because obviously, you know, we're always going to have issues because we're two different people. We're gonna clash in our thoughts because we think differently. You know, if most of the time we think the same, then we're really blessed and maybe we should be together. But when those times come when we contradict one another, you have to sometimes learn to agree to disagree. Agree to disagree, because we're not going to always agree. And then that way you can continue to move forward. And if you're just dating someone and you're not coexisting in the same habitat, you know, you live where you live and she lives or he lives where they live, you know, you got to, you know, go home, you know. I mean, one of the best things, you know, I think is that, you know, you have to figure out a way to heal the relationship so that you don't lose the one you love, and so that you're not like, you know, what Teddy Pendergrass was just singing, you know, I miss you, I can't take it, I'm hurting inside, I just, you know, come on, give me a chance. No, I don't have to come on anymore, because what I notice is that when you can't handle pressure, you want to take a break. You want to just stop. And that's not how marriage goes. So if we're not going to go to that next level, then I'm wasting my time, right? You know, and if we're not going to get married, that's cool too. We're just going to, you know, cohabitate somewhere for the rest of our lives. That's cool too. A lot of older people do that because it's like, hey, I don't want to do the marriage thing again, but we could, you know, we could be together. But I don't want to go through all that. And so, but if you cannot, if you want to run every time there's a problem, then maybe we shouldn't do that. So, to me, my brother Anderson Park said, and Bruno Mars said, hey, I'm going to go on home, but, you know, I'm going to leave the door open. You going to come on in? You know how to come in, and we can resolve this together. Good night, guys. I love you. And you have a blessed rest of your weekend. Thanks for tuning in. So I Records Radio. Ready.
Love.